Good morning, everybody. How are you today? For those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Rob, and I'm part of the ministry team here. It's a privilege to be able to share with you this morning. And as you probably noticed, I have a clergy shirt on today. I'm wearing it. It's very good. I'm still getting used to it, but that's all right. Anyway, well, for the last few weeks, my family and I, we've been on holidays. We've had holidays. We were planning to go camping at Mallacoota, but those plans kind of went out the window. But we've still had a good refreshing break, and it's great to be back here today. Let's pray before we continue. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity where we can look at your word today. Please speak to us through your Holy Spirit. And may my words be your words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, January is a great time of the year. It's school holidays. As parents, we're not running around after kids as much as what we are the rest of the year. We can do things as a family, like going on holidays. And the weather is warmer, which is great for the rheumatoid arthritis. And on TV, there's sport. There's cricket, there's Big Bash, it's awesome, and there's tennis. It's fantastic. What more could you ask for? And at church, it also means that we're looking at different psalms in the Bible. And each Sunday through January, we've been looking at a different psalm. And today, we're looking at Psalm 136. So before we do much else, I think it'd be good for us to actually read this psalm together. So I'll read the first part, it'll be on the screen. And if you could read the second part, the words are in bold and they're pretty simple words. It says, "His love endures forever." It's all going well, it should work well, all right? So let's read. "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of gods.
His love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords. To him who alone does great wonders, who by his understanding made the heavens, who spread out the earth upon the waters, who made the great lights, the sun to govern the day, and the moon and stars to govern the night. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt and brought Israel out from among them with a mighty hand and outstretched arm. To him who divided the Red Sea asunder and brought Israel through the midst of it, but swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. To him who led his people through the wilderness. To him who struck down great kings and killed mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and gave their land as an inheritance. An inheritance to his servant Israel. He remembered us in our low estate and freed us from our enemies. He gives food to every creature. Give thanks to the God of heaven." Well done. Sounded good, guys. Now, we don't know who wrote Psalm 136, but one thing that stands out is that there are 26 verses. And 26 times, the psalmist says the exact same thing. His love endures forever. And because of the style of this psalm, there's a pretty good chance that this psalm, it may have been written as a responsive reading. So the leader would have read out the first part, and the congregation responded by reading out the second part, which is exactly what we've done this morning. Now, when this psalm was written, all those years ago, they didn't have the printing presses, didn't have photocopiers. It was even before overhead projectors were invented. And they certainly didn't have a computer and a projector like what we do today. So the words that the people repeated, they needed to be simple. They needed to be meaningful. And they needed to be easy so that people could memorize them and respond accordingly. And that's exactly what we have in this chapter of Psalm 136. It's just one sentence. But it's a very important sentence, as this sentence reveals to us the truth about our God who watches over his people. He expresses a deep gratitude to God, who never fails to fulfill his promise. And it's a declaration about God and his love for us, and his love that will never end. Now, it's easy to think that this psalm is all about God's love for us. But there's more to this psalm than that. It's a psalm of thanksgiving as a writer declares God's mighty acts for his people. And in the first three verses, we're reminded to give thanks to God. Now, giving thanks to God, it's not something that we do just once a year. Giving thanks to our good and gracious God should be a daily event. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Now, this verse from Thessalonians, it doesn't tell us to thank God for everything that happens to us. Rather, we're told in everything, give thanks. And I'll be honest with you, when I'm feeling tired, when I'm feeling down, discouraged and overwhelmed by all that's going on around me, giving thanks to God is often the last thing that I want to do. It can be difficult to praise God when you're feeling like that. But giving thanks and praise should be the first thing that I do. Actually, it should be the first thing that we all do when we're feeling like that. And that's because giving thanks and praise, it takes the attention off ourselves and puts it back onto God. And that's exactly what's happening in this psalm here, as the writer praises God by declaring God's mighty acts for his people. Now, as a child, you're probably taught to say thank you when someone helps you or does something nice for you. That's a good life lesson to learn. But how often do we forget to say thank you to God? He gives us so much. So can I encourage you, now when you say thank you to someone for something they've done for you in this coming week, to also say thank you to God for something that he has done for you. And if you're feeling tired or discouraged or overwhelmed when you get home, can I encourage you to write a list of the things that God has done. And place that list in a prominent place so you can look at it and see it in the days and weeks ahead to remind you of the things that God has done for you. Now, the author of this psalm continues by talking about creation. In verse 5, we're reminded that God made the heavens. In verse 6, that God spread the earth upon the waters. Verse 7, that God made the great lights. And in verse 8 and 9, we read that the sun, moon and stars are those lights. God is a good God, and he knew what he was doing when he created everything in the universe. Take the sun, for example. If the sun was that little bit closer to Earth or a bit bigger, it would fry, would boil here on Earth. If it was a little bit further away, a little bit smaller, it would all freeze. The sun is the perfect size and distance from Earth to sustain our lives. And at night time, the moon takes over from the sun. I don't know about anyone else, but I love watching the moon rise, especially when it's a full moon. I love being outside on a clear night, being able to look at the moon and the stars and getting my phone out and looking at the app that tells me where the planets are and just admiring God's creation. Now, God has created a perfect world for us. And unfortunately, we don't always look after it in the way that we should. And lately, there's been a lot of discussion about this relating to climate change. Yet through creation, we can see that God's love endures forever. And we can praise God for all the things that he's created for us. Now, in verses 10 to 22, they describe the story of God delivering the Israelites out of Egypt and guiding them into the promised land. And these verses are a great reminder of what happened to the Israelites in their history. And by having someone saying the first part of each verse and then the congregation responding, it would have helped them to remember all that God had done for them. And today it's Australia Day, and we can reflect on when, you know, the first white people arrived on the first fleet in Sydney in 1788. It's a day where we can reflect on the highs and the lows of what has happened in our nation's past, and ensure that the ongoing history, traditions and cultures of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders continue. And in our own lives, we also have memories of good and bad experiences of things that have happened to us. I'd like you to pause and think of some of those good memories for a moment. Maybe it was a family holiday, a day at the beach, an adventure to the snow, or a trip to the park, or maybe it was going out for a simple coffee with a friend. For me, as a child, going on family holidays are great memories. And as a young adult, camping at my cousin's farm on the Murray River, great memories. And now going away as a family and taking our kids away, creating memories for them that will last a lifetime. And it's fun to remember the good old days and to talk about them with friends. And Psalm 136 is one of those memorable conversations that helped the Israelites to recall and remember all that God had done for them. Now, if we had time to read through the book of Exodus together, we would see that at times the Israelites, they forgot about God and his love for them. They grumbled, they complained, they doubted God. They disobeyed God and worshipped gods from other countries. They followed people who led them astray. Yet even though God did all these great things, the people did these things, God never abandoned the Israelites. God responded to his people in humility. He remained faithful to them, and his love for them never changed. And there could be times in our own lives when we might feel like we're like the Israelites, and we grumble, we complain, we might be led astray by others, we might even doubt God. But the good news for us is that just like God was with the Israelites, he is also with us. While the Israelites were slaves to the Egyptians, they had to work for Pharaoh. They couldn't rest, there weren't breaks, they didn't have any freedom. If they weren't working hard enough, out came the whips. The Israelites, they were working for Pharaoh's benefit, for Pharaoh's glory, for Pharaoh's kingdom. Yet God was still with them during this difficult time. And in verses 23 and 24, we read, "To the one who remembered us in our lowest state, his love endures forever. And freed us from our enemies, his love endures forever." God brought the Israelites out of slavery, which was a really low point in their history. And he brought them into the promised land. And I believe that these verses are not just for the Israelites, but they also relate to us today. As God has freed us from slavery to sin through his one and only Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus has set us free. Beforehand, before he set us free, we were labouring away for Satan's benefits, for his kingdom. But through Jesus' death and resurrection, we've been set free from sin, so we can now live and work for God's glory. We can live our lives with a purpose. We can live our lives free from guilt and shame. Jesus' death and resurrection is the clearest demonstration of God's love for humankind. As we've been set free from sin, and that is something that we can all be thankful for. And if you haven't thanked God for sending Jesus to die in your place, if you don't have a relationship with God, could I encourage you to speak to Karen or myself at the end of the service? I'd like to close by reading out a short story that reminds us that we all face difficult times, we all face challenges and adversities, but God is still there with us. It's a little boy. He was looking forward to going to his friend's birthday party, and the friend just lived a few blocks away from their house. And when the day of the party finally arrived, a blizzard made the footpaths and the roads nearly impassable. The boy's father, sensing the danger, hesitated to let his son go. But the young boy pleaded with his dad and said, "Dad, can I please go? All my friends are going to be there." The father, he thought about it for a moment and then replied softly, "All right, son, you may go." Surprised and overjoyed, the boy bundled up and plunged out into the raging storm. The driving snow made visibility almost impossible to see where he was going, and it took him over half an hour to get to his friend's house around the corner. He arrived there, he rang the doorbell, and he turned briefly to look into the storm, and his eye caught the shadow of a retreating figure. It was his father, His dad had followed him all the way to make sure he got there safely. In Psalm 136, it reminds us of how good God is and how we have so much that we can thank him for. God was with the Israelites. He cared for them. And the short story of the boy in the blizzard reminds us that God is also with us, that he cares for us, even though we might not always realize that God is with us. God is there as we face challenges. He's with us on the good days. He's with us on the bad days. And that is something that we can all be thankful for. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you that you love us and you care for us, and that it doesn't matter what we're going through, you are there helping us through whatever it is that we're facing. Thank you for choosing to send Jesus to earth, who died in our place so that we can be forgiven and be your friend. Help us not to be distracted by the events of this world or the things that are happening in our own lives. And help us to remember to say thank you to you for all the things that you have done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.